All right, so we're diving deep into desk lamps today.
Sounds illuminating.
You bet.
Yeah.
Our listeners on the hunt for a well-designed one.
Excellent topic.
And they sent over some great info from a company that actually makes LED desk lamps.
Perfect. We can really get into the specifics.
Exactly. And we're going to uncover stuff that goes way beyond just like, hey, turn on the light, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, we're talking eye health, productivity, even setting the mood.
It's amazing how much a desk lamp can impact all of that.
Right? I mean, who knew?
Well, it's funny. We often just don't think about it.
Yeah.
A desk lamp is so much more than just a light source.
Totally. I mean, this manufacturer even says.
What do they say?
A desk lamp should provide focused light, reduce eye strain, and complement your workspace.
I love that. It's not just about illumination. It's about the whole experience.
Yes. It's like a holistic design approach.
Right. It should really enhance your entire workspace.
Okay. So before we get into all the details.
Sure.
Let's talk about the different types of desk lamps. I see LED, task, swing arm, clamp.
Yeah, you see it all.
But it seems like LED lamps are the real stars here.
Oh, definitely.
What's the deal with LEDs?
Well, LEDs are a game changer.
Okay, how so?
For a lot of reasons, actually. First off, they're incredibly energy efficient.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, think about it. You use your desk lamp every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those energy savings really add up over time.
True. And not just for my wallet. For the environment, too.
Exactly. Sustainability is key.
So longer lifespan, lower energy bills. What else makes LEDs stand out?
Well, LEDs are known for their longevity.
Okay.
They can last for years.
That's true.
Even decades.
No way. I had no idea.
Without needing to be replaced.
Really?
Yeah. It's a huge contrast to those old incandescent bulbs.
Yeah. Those burn out so fast.
All the time.
So we've got the energy efficiency and the longevity.
Right. Customization.
Oh, interesting.
LEDs offer a wide range of color temperatures.
Okay.
And brightness levels.
So you can really tailor the light.
Precisely. This is where it gets really interesting when we talk about eye health and productivity.
I'm already intrigued.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. But before we jump into that.
Okay.
This manufacturer also talks about different materials for desk lamps.
Yeah, they mention metal, plastic, wood, even glass.
It's true. Material choice really impacts both the aesthetics and the durability.
So like a sleek metal lamp might fit in a modern office.
Exactly. While a warm wood lamp could be better for a home study, you know?
That makes sense. So you really got to consider your space and your style.
Absolutely. It's all about creating the right feel.
I'm always wondered about metal lamps, though.
Oh, yeah. What about them?
Like they might feel a bit cold.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Especially in a home office, you know?
You want that cozy vibe sometime.
Exactly. So how do you choose the right material then?
Well, durability is a big factor.
Okay.
Especially if your lamp's going to see a lot of action.
True.
Metal and plastic are pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
While glass is elegant, it's definitely more delicate.
Yeah, good point. So think about your lifestyle and how much wear and tear your lamp will actually go through.
Exactly. Good advice.
Right. So we've covered the different types of lamps and the materials they're made of.
Right.
What else should we be thinking about when choosing a desk lamp?
Let's see. Let's talk eye health.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, especially after a long day staring at a screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, a good desk lamp can make all the difference.
So true.
You know, reduce eye fatigue, headaches, even improve your sleep quality.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it could impact sleep.
Yeah, it can. This manufacturer mentions features like flicker-free lighting and blue light filters.
Oh, yeah. Blue light filters.
Right.
I've heard those block the harmful rays from screens.
Exactly. Blue light is part of the visible light spectrum. It's naturally in sunlight.
Okay.
But it's also emitted by computers, phones, tablets, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. All the things I use all day long.
Right. And too much blue light, especially at night, can really mess with your sleep.
Hmm. I could see that.
And potentially lead to eye strain.
So a desk lamp with a blue light filter would help protect my eyes even when I'm working late.
Exactly. It creates a much more comfortable and eye-friendly environment.
Okay, cool. I'm definitely adding blue light filter to my list.
Good idea. What about flicker-free lighting? Have you heard of that?
Flicker-free lighting. Not really. What is that?
So flicker is basically rapid fluctuations in light output.
Okay.
It can happen with certain bulbs, especially older fluorescent lights.
Oh, okay.
You might not even notice it consciously, but it can still strain your eyes.
Oh, wow. Sneaky.
Yeah, it's subtle, but it can have an impact.
Interesting. So LEDs don't have that flicker.
Nope. LEDs are known for their stable, flicker-free light.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, LEDs have really come a long way.
Makes sense why they're recommending them.
They're energy efficient, versatile, long lifespan.
Yeah, it sounds like they're a great investment for any workspace.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about types of lamps, materials, eye-friendly features. What else is important?
Good question.
All of those. Exactly. Let's talk about optimizing your lighting for specific tasks.
Okay, like what?
Well, we all spend hours reading and working on the computer, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely tell me more.
So for those tasks, you want a color temperature that mimics natural daylight.
Oh, that makes sense.
It helps reduce eye strain, keeps you alert and focused.
Okay, so natural daylight, what color temperature is that? Should it be like super bright?
Not necessarily. You want a balance between brightness and comfort.
Okay.
Something in the range of 4,000K to 5,000K is ideal.
4,000K to 5,000K, got it.
It's a cool white light, bright enough to illuminate your work, but not too harsh.
No, that sounds good. What about brightness, though? Are there specific lumen levels I should be looking for?
It really varies depending on the task and your personal preferences.
Okay.
But a good rule of thumb is to start moderate and adjust as needed.
Okay.
Most LED desk lamps have adjustable brightness, which is super helpful.
Yeah, adjustability seems key.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's not just about physical comfort either.
Oh, what else then?
The right lighting can actually impact your mood and productivity too.
Wait, really?
Yeah. This brings us to color psychology.
Ooh, color psychology sounds interesting.
It is. The manufacturer suggests that the color of your desk lamp can change the whole feel of your workspace.
Wow. I had no idea.
And even influence your emotional state.
So are we talking about the color of the light or the color of the lamp base?
Both can play a role.
Okay.
For example, a white lamp base can give you a sense of cleanliness, modernity focus.
Interesting.
While black might feel more sophisticated, professional.
Okay, I see. So if I want something more creative and energizing, what should I choose?
If you're going for vibrant and stimulating, maybe a metallic finish or a pop of color.
Okay.
Some people find that warmer tones like reds and yellows can boost energy and creativity.
Huh. I never thought about it like that, but that's so cool.
It's fascinating, right? Every detail matters when you're creating your ideal workspace.
Totally. So we've talked about types of lamps, materials, eye-friendly features, color temperature brightness, even color psychology.
Yeah. We've covered a lot.
Is there anything else we should be thinking about when choosing a desk lamp?
Let's see.
This deep dive into desk lamps has been so eye-opening.
I know, right?
I never thought I'd learn so much about desk lamps.
It's amazing how much goes into designing a good one.
Totally. And for me, the biggest takeaway is the customization.
Oh, yeah.
Like being able to adjust the brightness, the color temperature, even the position.
Exactly.
It can really make a difference for your comfort, your eyes, your productivity.
A desk lamp shouldn't be one size fits all, right?
Exactly. It should adapt to you.
Help you create the perfect lighting for whatever you're doing.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you mentioned.
Sure.
About different tasks needing different brightness levels.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Can you talk about that a bit more?
Of course. Think about reading a book.
Okay.
You need enough light to see the words, but not so much that it glares or strains your eyes.
Right.
But if you're doing something more detailed, like drawing, you'll need a brighter, more focused light.
Makes sense. So how do you figure out the right brightness for different activities?
Well, there are some general guidelines.
Okay.
But honestly, the best thing is to just experiment.
Okay.
Start with a moderate level and adjust up or down from there.
So it's more about how it feels than following strict rules.
Exactly. Trust your eyes.
Okay, good to know. I tend to overthink things.
I get it. But your eyes will tell you what they need.
Right. If I'm feeling strained, it's probably time to adjust the brightness.
Or take a break.
Yeah, good point. It's easy to forget to listen to our bodies.
This whole deep dive has really shown how connected our well-being is to our work environment.
It really has. A well-designed desk lamp isn't just about looking good.
Nope. It's about creating a workspace that supports you.
Your health, your productivity, your overall well-being.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up, what's the most important advice you'd give someone looking for the perfect desk lamp?
I'd say prioritize your needs and preferences. Think about what you do the most, the style of your workspace, and what kind of lighting feels best to you.
Makes sense.
Don't be afraid to experiment until you find the perfect fit.
Great advice. This has been an amazing journey. I feel so much more prepared to choose a desk lamp that'll really work for me.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks for guiding us through this deep dive.
You're welcome. Happy illuminating.